This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, I'm Lim Soon Heng and you're listening to Front Run, The Bigger Picture. Nearly 7 years ago, an art space opened up in Uptown Damansara Utama with the very uncertain name of Minute Init Art Social. When the two founders, graduates from RMIT in Australia, were in our studio for the gallery's inaugural exhibition and for their inaugural BFM interview, they made it clear that the space was created to hold exhibitions so that art can be freely expressed without any censorship or discrimination. Now, nearly 7 years on, Minute Init is still around, and I believe it has also evolved and holding more exhibitions. And my guest today brings news of another exhibition titled Aphrodisia, a rather provocative name in itself. Now, one of them in the studio is the artist Alia Hatta, and the other is the curator Nazreen Abraham. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
I love the name of the space. How did you encounter the space, as I assume you are not the founder?
No, but I came in quite early as well. I came in around 2011.
How did you get to be acquainted with the space? Did you meet up with the owners, friends of yours?
That time I was 19. I was a casting director.
Casting director?
Yeah, at the age of 19. And that's where I found Dali. He was a interesting dude, and he was balling even back then. And so I was like, this guy has to be my Obi-Wan Kenobi, but he ended up being my Batman and I was his Robin instead. So yeah.
What about this space attracts your attention?
It has no limitation to it, you know. It's open and it's a bit weird, but I like it. It's like a little pocket universe on its own.
It's actually an office building that it's in, right? This gallery is converted from an office space.
Yeah.
Any idea how large it is? How many walls you can hang things in?
It's not too big, but it's not too small. It's just the right size, actually.
Is there such a thing as an art space that is appropriate for art, for certain kinds of art, not all kinds? I think I'm leading up to this question of, with Elias art, is that the right space? And how did you go about deciding that?
I think it's a right space for Alia because we have exhibited all kind of art from there in Minute Init, from international artists to local artists, and I think her work is...
How do you decide, Alia, how do you decide that, that's the space for my work, as opposed to hanging your works at, say, another gallery, let's say, in Dutamas, Solaris Dutamas?
Well, actually, a friend of mine introduced me to Abraham and introduced me to the gallery space, and I had actually been there a couple months before to see an exhibition from, I think it was Time and Space exhibition. And basically, I went and I visited the space, and I found that it was really much more tailored to a sort of younger generation, much more tailored towards the millennials, and I found that it was quite a space. It was a space where sort of niche artworks could be exhibited, and I just found that it suited my type of style.
What did you see that indicated that, yes, this is the space for me? I mean, did you see more millennials hanging around or what?
Well, I walked up the stairs to the exhibition space, and around the walls, it was just a ton of graffiti, and I just found that this was the place for me. It was just a space where the youth could come together.
Permanent graffiti on the walls?
Permanently, yes.
So it goes to show that it's a space where anybody can do anything and nothing is wrong.
Nothing is wrong, basically.
It's a mixture of studio and gallery, so yeah. Everyone is welcome to do any artwork there on the spot.
In fact, one of the questions that came up in the very first interview is that about graffiti on the walls.
Yes.
You know, and the two founders kind of talk about graffiti art and it's something that they like because there's a certain rawness to it. And then they will ask, why don't you bring then graffiti art into your studio? From your perspective, possible? Or a good idea to bring graffiti? Okay, paint graffiti inside.
Definitely. In fact, I started experimenting with graffiti in my artwork, and for a lot of the backgrounds, the backgrounds are actually done with spray paint, and I just found that it was a lot more liberating and a lot more free and expressive than just sticking to a traditional oil painting.
Which kind of provokes the question, how do you go about deciding what is the medium for your expression? I mean, Nazrin, you yourself are an artist. What is your choice of a medium?
My choice would be light. Neon lights, I like playing with the installations. Yeah, it's, I think it's one of the best things to play with right now.
How do you go about choosing that this is for me?
Just feels right. Just use the force. Just.
Well, for me, I sort of experimented with a lot of mediums before I started traditional oil painting. And when I found oil paint, I definitely felt like this was the medium for me because it's just so fluid in how it works, and you can basically do anything, you can change anything, you can rub anything out. And I just felt like it was the most free sort of medium, and I felt most comfortable with using that.
Have you tried watercolor?
Yes. Terrible. I'm sorry. I hate it. It's just, I can't. I'm much more of an oil painter myself.
Yeah, I see some people like oils and acrylic where you can paint over and not worry about it, and that watercolor works a little bit too fast.
Too fast, yeah.
Let's talk a bit about you, Alia.
Yeah.
Because everywhere I kind of researched and looked at, they said, this is a 17-year-old girl, and that's this is so that in itself is quite the news.
Yeah.
How did you get into such a serious consideration of painting things with a kind of thoughtful way?
Well, most of my artwork is derived from my own personal experiences, and like you said, again, I'm only 17, so being a teenage girl growing up in today's society, I feel like there's a lot of pressures that we have to face in terms of beauty standards. And it's at the same time where social media is just rising, and looking at advertising and marketing, there's a very fixed standard of beauty. And just the pressure that I've had to go through and my friends have had to go through really inspired this sort of artwork that tried to create a satirical version or a manifestation of beauty standards in my art.
I guess I am not that age. I'm not a millennial. And I mean, how is this pressure manifested so that you have going to think about, you know, how images are created that you have to conform to?
Well, I just found that most of the traditional stereotypes of beauty were all about being thin is in. And I just found that with the idea of beauty itself came the idea of diet and restriction. So my artwork, it portrays a lot of images where food and figure come together, and I just wanted to sort of mock the idea that you had to be thin to be beautiful by just draping all the models in food, and that was the basis of everything.
Are all your works focused on this theme?
Currently, yeah, because that's what I'm most interested in now, but I'm looking to explore further into different sort of beauty standards and looking more, sort of more into just different sort of society pressures.
Now, Nazrin, how did you discover this young woman so that you say, okay, I will go collect your art or look at your art and then curate it?
Well, it was back in January when we had a FTP field to painting gig, and the Mamak Collective was photographing for us. And from there, I found Alia, one of her friends.
True friend.
Yeah, true friend.
Well, she submitted your work.
Well, my friend Shiloh, he's a really avid photographer, and I think they were just having a conversation, and he just showed him my Instagram, and things progressed from there on.
And then, for this exhibition, which is called, like I said, very provocatively, Aphrodisia, and we will come to that shortly, how did you go about deciding what to exhibit? Did you give her this, okay, I want you to go paint some more because we're going to have an exhibition, or you just went into her studio and said, I want this, and that?
No, I pretty much gave her free will to submit whatever work she feels right, and from there I find a right team for it.
And I think it was great that coincidentally our interests aligned quite well, and we just had a really good time working together, and we had the same sort of ideas to play off of.
Much conversation between the two of you to decide on the pieces. While you said, you know, Nazrin, you said you gave her a free hand in choosing what she wanted to display. How much conversation went between the two of you? What did you talk about?
Likewise, how he gave me the free option to put whatever I wanted to put into the exhibition, I gave him a lot of trust because I know he's been doing this for a long time, and I just knew from the day I met him that we had the very much the same ideas. So.
How many pieces did you pick out?
15 in total, including the videos and the installations.
Yeah. So there's a video presentation.
Yeah, there is.
Quite diverse then.
Yeah, it's a very eclectic mix of work, I would say.
Okay, we would want to talk about how did this idea come about? Like, as an artist, what exactly is your process? Do you sit down and say, okay, this is what I'm concerned about, and this is how I will manifest it on the canvas? Or is it something like, as you work on it, something emerges and you say, ah, this is where I'm going? I'm speaking with artist Alia Hatta and Nazreen Abraham, the curator of her works, in an exhibition titled Aphrodisia, which is being held till the end of the month at Minute Init Art Social. Coming up, we'll jump into the exhibition and talk about these works, which explore the connection between food and beauty in today's consumer-driven society. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with a young artist named Alia Hatta and the curator, Nazreen Abraham, and her exhibition is called Aphrodisia. Alia, everywhere I read, they said, you know, this 17-year-old, self-taught. How self-taught are you?
Right, self-taught, it could be interpreted in many ways, but it's just that I haven't gone into university or anything like that. But I still have been going through the motion of art classes in school and just been...
You're still in school?
I'm still in school, yes.
What grade or what level?
I'm doing A-levels right now, so I'm in year 13. So basically my last year of high school before uni.
But you have art classes?
Yeah, typical art curriculum in school that I attend.
What does that mean? I know I haven't been to school in a long time. What happens in an art class in school? Is there much discussion, or you're just given a piece of canvas or a piece of paper and some brushes and crayons and color pencils? I don't know. What happens?
Well, art is very much my most favorite lesson in school. It's very chill. There's a lot of downtime, and we just sort of get given a brief to fulfill, and we just spend the time just exploring, experimenting, talking to each other about art or not about art. And I mean, I'm going to say my teacher, Mr. Jackson, has been such a massive influence on me, and he's just brought the light of art into my life, and it's just something that I really, really, really love.
Do you get much encouragement at home about what you're doing?
Absolutely. My mother, she's actually a painter. She's an oil painter as well.
Ah, I mean, now we see the connection.
I mean, she's actually a medical doctor by profession, but it's just growing up with her, having her passion for art and looking at it and just seeing her paint, it really inspired me to pursue this career.
How would you describe her style, Nazreen? You are the one curating her works. How would you describe the style?
A good balance of minimalist and hyperrealism.
What? Okay, you are using terms that people out there might not know.
A very realistic painting, but yet very minimal background. But the subject is very strong, so it's a good balance of all those.
How would you describe your own work?
In a similar way, I mean, I try to make the artwork more relatable to the viewer by painting in a hyper-realistic style, so the paintings do represent photos, but it's the theme in which I try to explore more. And so, for example, the fact that I pour honey over people's face and paint this, it's just more of a surrealist theme that it's less able to relate to, and I think that that mix of hyper-realism and surrealist techniques is what I like to choose.
Maybe what we could do at this stage is get you to talk about maybe or describe one painting, because I've seen several of them with almost like the top part of the body, the head,
yeah.
The bust. Yeah,
the bust.
No bust as in the traditional definition of bust. And you have faces, shoulders,
yeah,
bare, and then with some gooey stuff,
yeah,
being dripped on these people. Now, did you start with a photograph? Are these real people that you painted, or are these images all in your head?
Well, most of the models, to be fair, are actually my friends.
Ah.
So what we do is, if we shoot on a day, and in the beginning of the day, we go on a really impromptu, sort of impulsive grocery shopping trip, and we run around and we pick up all these dessert foods, and I sort of just talk to them about what they want to do, and then after we get the groceries, we basically set up shop in a empty space, and I just get to pouring things on them, and I take photos of that. And those images are what I work off, basically.
So you take a picture, then...
And then I paint that.
Do you change the picture in that, or that you say you try to replicate the picture?
Well, I use the picture as my guideline, but what I like to play with is the effect of the honey, and I use my own artistic license to sort of enhance that a bit more than it would look in real life.
When we talk about hyperrealism, in words, how do you describe what is done to make something hyper-realistic? Because it's, you know, thinking of the word realistic, real is real. What is hyper? What is more real than real?
I mean, like I said, how I sort of make the images appear more intense than how they would usually do. So for the honey, I just add a lot more reflections, or I bring out certain features more than
which would not exist in reality.
Yeah, it wouldn't. But in some sense, you do need to add that into a painting, because the painting can look quite flat if you just copy a photo, because you don't get that perception that our brain does for us. So I just add in what I think needs to be done to the paintings.
In doing this series of works that you call Aphrodisia, was the theme given to you, or was the theme something you've already come up with, and then, you know, Nasreen is the one who says, ah, this is Aphrodisia?
I think I had that original theme, and I think Abraham can just explain.
Yeah, basically, back in November, we did an introspection on gender identity, 3 different exhibitions on gender identity, and from there, I discovered that sexuality and hunger is pretty much the same thing. It's like, it's primitive, it's from the primitive mind, and she balanced that nicely, and aphrodisia is the right word for it.
You came up with the word?
Yeah, I mean, I Googled it, but yeah.
But, you know, to Google the word, you still have to have an idea of what you want to, so that the, I mean, because Google doesn't just give you a word. What did you, when you Google, I'm quite interested to find out now, you have paintings in front of you, you have some ideas in your head, but you don't have the word aphrodisiac or aphrodisia. What did you Google to come up with that word so that you can bring all her works under that umbrella?
Because I wanted to find the right word that balanced that food and sexuality, and out of all the words I found on thesaurus, and that was the best word.
What did you do? But you Google food plus sexuality, it came out, aphrodisia came as one of the words.
Something like that.
Now, you mentioned that you have some close to 50 works.
15. Yeah.
All right. And most of them are based on this photograph, but you also, there's a video and an installation.
And a couple installations, yeah.
Couple, okay. Tell us about the installation, because one of them you described to me before we came into the studio sounded quite interesting.
Well, one of the installations I put up was a cheesecake on a rock covered in whipped cream and chocolate sauce. And the inspiration behind that, again, I think I could say that a lot of the artwork I do is very much impulsive and just very much what comes to my head. So when I was looking at the space and the interactions between some of the neon light work that Nasreen did in the space, I just felt like something should be there. And like I feel like the artworks, they're just very much a manifestation of what is inside of me. And I thought that putting up this is just the right thing to do in some sense.
So you got this cheesecake on a little table?
On a rock on the floor.
On a rock, and then?
And then I just poured whipped cream and chocolate sauce on it.
Is this considered performance art, or does that make the thing an installation?
In some senses, yeah, it is a performance, because one person commented on my artwork saying that the installations were actually alive because of the nature of the liquid, and it was just moving through this. It was just falling down and moving through the space as time went on. So I would consider them as performance installations done by food.
And I think you whipped cream a few of your friends, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, the launch of the exhibition was just fun, honestly. I just got whipped cream and just messed around with my friends.
Is this your first exhibition?
Yeah, it's my first exhibition.
And solo, it's a solo exhibition yeah. at 17. So when you have done a solo exhibition at 17, where do you go from here?
I think the sky's the limit, really. I mean, I've sort of been looking into creating more artwork based on a sort of different theme. And I think I'd probably be looking up to set up another exhibition soon.
You know, before we called you guys in for this exhibition, we kind of talked about your title, Aphrodisiac, and there was concern that this might be quite raunchy and
yeah.
fear that once we have you on air, we have to kind of bleep every second word or in your description of your paintings. But from one perspective, they look quite innocuous. You know, they're just pictures of pretty-looking teenagers with honey poured all over
yeah.
them or food or flowers stuck in their beard. As artists, how do you deal with the issue of censorship? Do you self-censor?
I mean, for me, the issue was that in some senses my work could be perceived as quite erotic because of the nature of the fluid going down the bust or the bodies and whatnot. But for me, I think that in today's society, we shouldn't censor. There should be a sort of freedom of expression. And the thing about my paintings is that they're objectively just food on people, and the erotic thought just comes from an individual's own perception of the artwork. So, I mean, if someone were to view the artworks as in an erotic sensual sense, it's not my
not
it's
your
you.
Fault.
It's not me. It's them. Yeah,
Nasreen.
Well, Money in It has always been against censorship, so I don't know. I don't really feel the censorship that much, and we just throw out anything that we have.
So from that perspective, as an artist, you should be allowed to do anything.
Absolutely everything, because like I said again, I think the purpose of artwork is to sort of provoke a reaction from the viewer, and I think it's important in my artwork that everyone as an individual could sort of take away their own thing from the exhibition. So censorship on my part was not an issue at all because, like I said again, it's the viewer's own thoughts that dictate what they get away from the paintings.
Well, I'd like to thank the both of you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
My guests have been Alia Hatta and Nasreen Abraham. One is the artist and the other the curator. They have been talking a lot, I suppose, to each other to come up with this exhibition called Aphrodisia. You can go see Alia's work at Minute Init Gallery in Uptown Damansara Utama, and it will be there till Friday, March 31st. You've been listening to Front Row and the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.